Can security guards detain shoplifters in California? If you're here because you either 1. Run a store, or 2. Just watched a very awkward shoplifting moment unfold near the exit, this question comes up all the time. And California actually has pretty clear rules, but only if you know where to look. Also, this is general info, not legal advice. If you're dealing with a specific incident, talk to an attorney or local law enforcement. Quick answer. No legal jargon. Yes, but only under specific rules. Yes, security guards can detain suspected shoplifters in California, but it's not a free-for-all, and it's not security gets to do whatever. Detentions have to be based on probable cause, done for a reasonable time, and handled in a reasonable manner under California law. The shopkeeper's privilege concept in one sentence. California gives merchants and people acting for them, including loss prevention / security, limited power to temporarily detain someone to investigate suspected theft, not to punish them, embarrass them, or run a mini interrogation. Detain versus arrest. The mistake that causes lawsuits. Detaining someone is not the same as arresting them. A detention is temporary and tied to investigation. An arrest, even a citizen's arrest, is a whole different lane with different responsibilities. What California law actually says about detaining shoplifters. Penal Code 490.5. Reasonable time, reasonable manner, probable cause. The key California statute for retail detentions is Penal Code 490.5. It allows a merchant to detain a person for a reasonable time, for the purpose of conducting an investigation, in a reasonable manner, when the merchant has probable cause to believe the person is attempting to unlawfully take or has unlawfully taken merchandise. What probable cause means in plain English, think. Real, observable reasons, not vibes. Probable cause usually looks like you saw concealment, plus the person moved toward the exit. They passed the point of sale without paying. You saw them remove packaging / swap tags. You watched them stash items in a bag and avoid checkout. It's not. They looked nervous. They were wearing a hoodie. They're in here a lot. Your gut can make you alert. It just can't be your only evidence. How long is reasonable? And what's pushing it? The statute uses reasonable on purpose, because every situation is different. But the general idea is, detain only as long as needed to confirm what happened and decide next steps. Recover merchandise. Identify the person. Call police if appropriate. If the detention turns into, we're going to keep you here until a manager gets back from lunch, you're wandering into danger territory fast. Who can detain? Store employees, loss prevention, and security guards. When an employee can detain versus when security steps in. Legally, a merchant can act through employees and agents. In practice, employees often do the observe and notify part. Loss prevention / security often handles the actual contact and detention. The big win is consistency. Stores that train staff on what to observe and when to call LP / security usually avoid the messy, random employee goes rogue scenario. Why training matters more than bravado. Detaining someone is one of those things that can go from fine to lawsuit in 20 seconds if it's handled badly. California security training specifically covers arrest authority and use of force limits because the state knows this gets messy. What security guards can and can't search during a detention. This is where people get confused because sometimes a limited search is allowed, but it's not unlimited. Bag / package search is allowed in limited situations. Under Penal Code 490.5, if the person refuses to surrender the item, the law allows a limited search of packages, shopping bags, handbags, or other property in the person's immediate possession, but not clothing worn by the person. The big line. Bags, yes, sometimes. Clothing, no, without consent. Here's the clean version. Bags / packages in immediate possession may be searched in this limited shoplifting detention context. Clothing worn, pockets, waistband, etc. Not included in that permission unless there's consent or law enforcement handles it. If you want the simplest policy, don't go hands-on with clothing searches. Call law enforcement if it gets to that point. Use of force, what reasonable actually looks like. Non-deadly force and preventing escape. Penal Code 490.5 allows a reasonable amount of non-deadly force when necessary to protect the person detaining and prevent escape. That doesn't mean anything goes. It means blocking an exit route without getting reckless, keeping distance and using verbal control. Reasonable restraint only if truly necessary for safety. Why, too much force flips the whole situation. Even if the original detention was valid, using excessive force can turn you into the legal problem. California's BSIS training materials hammer this point, because liability can fall on the guard, employer, and sometimes the client. What happens after detention? Call police or let them go? When it becomes a citizen's arrest, Penal Code 837. Security guards generally don't have special police arrest powers. If someone is actually being arrested by security, it's typically under citizen's arrest rules, Penal Code 837. If there's an arrest, don't hold them forever, Penal Code 847. If a private person arrests someone, California law says they must be taken before a magistrate or delivered to a peace officer without unnecessary delay. Translation: the goal is hand off to law enforcement, not detain them in the back office like it's a TV show. Real-world scenarios retailers ask about. The concealment situation. Concealment can be a strong indicator, but policies often require additional steps, continued observation, approach point, etc., to avoid mistakes. Best practice: maintain line of sight and confirm the elements your store policy requires before contact. The quote, pass the register situation. This is usually the cleanest one. Past the point of sale, moving toward exit, no attempt to pay. If you've got solid observation, probable cause is easier to justify. They ditch the item and ran situation. If they ditch the item and leave, many retailers choose not to chase, for safety and liability reasons. Document, save footage, file a report if needed, and tighten deterrence. How to detain shoplifters without creating a bigger problem? Here's a practical approach that keeps things calm and defensible. A simple step-by-step script that stays professional. Approach calmly. No sprinting, no yelling across the store. Identify yourself. Store security / prevention. State the reason. We need to talk about unpaid merchandise. Ask. Don't accuse. Can you come with me so we can clear this up? Keep it public, but not humiliating. Don't create a scene. Recover merchandise if possible. Call police when policy / risk requires. Most of the time, calm professionalism works better than trying to out-alpha someone. Documentation. The boring part that saves you later. If your store ever gets challenged, what matters is what you can show. Time and location observation notes, footage timestamps, what was recovered and where, who was present. Any force used and why, BSIS training emphasizes how liability ties to decisions made during detentions / arrests, which is exactly why documentation matters. FAQs, detaining shoplifters in California. Can security guards detain shoplifters in California if they're not 100% sure? You need probable cause, not perfect certainty, but not sure with no objective reasons, is risky. Penal Code 490.5 is built around probable cause plus reasonable conduct. Can a guard force someone into a back room? If the situation is escalating or unsafe, forcing movement can increase risk. Many retailers prefer asking the person to accompany security and calling law enforcement if they refuse. Can security take someone's ID? You can request ID, but policies vary. If law enforcement is involved, they handle identity verification. Can security search a backpack? In a shoplifting detention context, a limited search of bags / handbags / other property in immediate possession may be permitted under 490.5. But clothing worn is not. Do you have to call the police every time? Not necessarily. Some incidents are handled as recovery plus trespass notice, depending on store policy and severity. But if you're making an actual arrest, you're generally moving toward law enforcement involvement. What if the suspect is a minor? Extra care, extra documentation, and often faster law enforcement involvement depending on store policy. Here's the honest version. Most retailers don't want tough guy security. They want quiet control, less drama, fewer repeat incidents, and fewer liability headaches. At ADS Guards, our approach is prevention first, visible presence, clear post orders, de-escalation, and clean documentation. If a detention is necessary, it should be lawful, calm, and boring, because boring is how you avoid lawsuits. And if it needs to escalate to law enforcement, we want that handoff handled the right way. That's the whole point of doing this professionally. If you're trying to figure out what makes sense for your store, whether that's a visible guard, loss prevention coverage, or periodic patrols, This is exactly the kind of situation we deal with every day at ADS Guards. Conclusion: yes, you can detain, but do it the smart way. So, can security guards detain shoplifters in California? Yes, when it's based on probable cause and handled reasonably under Penal Code 490.5. The best outcome is the one where merchandise is recovered, nobody gets hurt, nobody gets humiliated, and the store doesn't inherit a legal mess. That's not soft. That's professional.